Yesterday was a challenging day for Tyson Foods and the team members of our Berry Street plant, as we addressed an emergency situation that we all trained for and pray that we never have to deal with.
Donnie King, a Tyson Senior Group Vice President of Poultry and Prepared Foods, stood behind a podium at the Springdale Fire Department Station No. 1 yesterday to talk about the chemical accident that required medical treatment for more than 170 workers. He says the accident, which exposed workers to chlorine gas, was the result of human error and the accidental mixture of two chemicals.
First thing I would tell you is that the investigation is ongoing, and how the fumes got inside the plant as of this time, I'm not certain of exactly how that happened. What I can tell you is the chemicals were mixed inside a chemical room, which is secured at Berry Street and all of our locations, and we had the accidental mixture of, or it appears that we have the accidental mixture of two chemicals, which created the chlorine gas.
He says the chemicals in the mixture are basic materials used by Tyson within their operation for sanitation and antimicrobial purposes. The toxic fumes either flowed into the plant or were drawn in by the air intake for the plant as it flows through the air handling systems inside the processing plant. Donnie King says as of yesterday afternoon, more than 50 people affected by the accident remained in area hospitals, five of them in intensive care. He says the company provides training for employees in charge of working with chemicals.
They are aware of the MSDS sheet on all chemicals. They are trained annually on what chemicals to use, what chemicals not to mix, and in fact, where most of our chemicals are used would be during a sanitation process for the plant. And we have one person that dispenses all of those chemicals to make sure that we don't have an issue like this.
He says in this particular case, it appears there was a failure in training or education, but the company will continue to examine what may have led to the incident on Monday morning.
What we will do differently going forward, we'll learn from this. We will study this in great detail. We will get to root cause of this incident, and whatever we learn from that, we will put in place here in Springdale, Arkansas, or anywhere else that Tyson operates across this country.
The Springdale Fire Department yesterday released the chronological order of events and statistics related to the emergency. The first 911 emergency call for a second employee at the Berry Street plant was received at 9:04 Monday morning. In less than 3.5 minutes, the call was upgraded by the dispatch center to a hazardous material alarm. Over a nearly two-hour period Monday morning, 16 ambulances from agencies across northwest Arkansas and three transport buses from Ozark Regional Transit aided in the treatment or transportation of more than 170 people. In all, 300 workers were evacuated from the facility. Springdale Fire Chief Dwayne Atha says the enormity of the situation required help from across the region.
Within 17 minutes of receiving the, or actually within 17 minutes of our first ambulance arriving on scene, we began our transports. So we were obviously faced with a very daunting task, one that we couldn't have done without the cooperation and the assistance from our neighboring agencies, in addition to the ambulance services and fire departments previously mentioned. Madison County EMS provided an ambulance to the city of Springdale to provide coverage through the rest of our city throughout the area, and Siloam Springs was en route to also provide assistance. So, again, it was a very cooperative effort, a large teamwork effort, also comprised of the Springdale Fire Department, Springdale Police Department, as well as the Springdale 911 Dispatch Center and the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management.
Tyson Foods says a temporary medical clinic has been opened at the Berry Street plant, which will be staffed for several days by local physicians and nurses to provide follow-up examinations for those affected by Monday's accident. The investigation into the specific causes for the accident continues. This is Ozarks at Large.